Earlier this summer, WNYC and the environmental group We Act placed sensors inside about 30 apartments in Upper Manhattan as part of the Harlem Heat Project. We found that the heat index in unair-conditioned rooms gets up to the 80s or 90s for days at a time, well above the National Weather Service's caution level. Government has tried to help. WNYC's Julia Longoria found out how successful it's been.
Try and picture it. It's the summer of 1896, a time before freezers and air conditioning, when the quickest way to get around is by horse and buggy. And New York City is baking, day after day, for 10 days. It's over 90 degrees outside and up to 120 degrees inside. And city government is not expected to do a thing.
There's no social welfare at all. It's before the Progressive Era, before the New Deal.
Historian Edward Cohn says even for 1896, the mayor handles it pretty sloppily.
Didn't even call an emergency meeting until the heat wave was almost over.
A young Theodore Roosevelt, the city's police commissioner at the time, decides to take matters into his own hands. He opens up the police precinct in the Lower East Side and brings the greatest cooling technology of the time to the poor immigrants there. That technology? Ice.
For Theodore Roosevelt to say, well, no, the government should be responsible, should purchase this ice and hand it out for free, that was a pretty radical notion.
In fact, Roosevelt left the precinct to see if the ice blocks he handed out were helping. Fathers chipped off little pieces for their kids to chew, and mothers wrapped chunks in bandages to press on their sick babies' foreheads. Cohn says the whole thing was a historic moment. Roosevelt set a precedent.
Government has responsibility for the welfare of individual citizens.
Still, nearly 1,500 people died from that heat wave. Today, that would be unheard of. But the city hasn't solved the problem. An estimated 140 people die every summer due to heat.
There's a level of absurdity in a developed country like the United States where people are still dying of the heat in similar fashion that they did 100 years ago.
In the most recent heat wave, Mayor de Blasio urged people to check on their neighbors, to drink lots of water, and to turn on their ACs to 78 degrees.
So anyone who does not feel that their home can be made cool enough, come to one of our cooling centers.
Cooling centers. There are air-conditioned rooms around the city, libraries, senior centers, that are opened up to the public during heat waves for residents with little or no AC. Residents like 84-year-old Philly, who's participating in the Harlem Heat Project.
That's a good idea, but you have to find where they are and you have to go to them.
Philly's got one small AC in her living room, but the old plugs in her other rooms won't support a second one. We found the heat index in her apartment stayed over 85 degrees for a full week, day and night. It reached 100 degrees one afternoon. But she says cooling centers are too hard to get to. On the hottest Sunday of the summer, I plug in her address on the city's website and head to the first three that pop up on the list. Cooling center number one. It's a senior center, 10 blocks away. And there's no sign anywhere. So I call the number listed.
The number you dialed is not a working number.
So I ride the elevator from floor to floor. One guy walks in.
Do you know if there's a cooling center here in this building?
He doesn't know. When the elevator opens, he asks another woman. They don't know what I'm talking about. Cooling center number two is a luncheon club. I find a sign, but no instructions.
Is this a luncheon club? Is that down here?
No, it's on the second floor.
Second floor. All right.
One guy was there. Moving on to cooling center number three, a public housing complex.
And it's locked.
I wait a few minutes in the vestibule.
Hi. How's it going?
Good.
Is this where the cooling center is?
Yeah.
Cool.
It looks like a big classroom, and it's completely empty. But there's a back room, and that's where I find 60-year-old Laura McBean crocheting. She thought the door was locked, too.
And then I remember, no, Laura pressed the red bell inside the little corridor to get him to open the door.
Laura knows the lay of the land because she lives in this housing project and teaches crocheting here on Wednesdays. When she felt herself getting a heat headache this morning, she checked to see if the center was open. but she says none of her friends came, and her kids would never come here.
No, 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 no. They equate this with being old, and they refuse to think of me as old, and I'm like, you know, every time I make a birthday, getting older.
She says cooling centers are nice, but she can't cook here, she can't sleep here.
In a perfect world, we can get an air conditioner for maybe half the cost. That's just a dream.
Well, it's not just a dream. The state does offer free ACs and energy assistance, but there's a great demand and limited supply. This year, the program is giving away 700 units to New Yorkers, but there are more than 100,000 seniors without AC. Under Mayor Mike Bloomberg, the city came up with another idea. It was going to start from the ground up, take two communities and work with them to make a plan to tackle extreme heat. The pilot project was supposed to be finished last year and ready to roll out citywide. Advocate Eddie Bautista of the NYC Environmental Justice Alliance said a few months ago he found out very little had been done.
We were frankly alarmed that there had yet to be a real concerted heat planning effort put forward by the city, that we were basically urging the city to move as quickly as possible.
Daniel Zarilli, who's the head of climate policy in the mayor's office, says the city has made progress. It's planted 1 million trees and painted roofs white to cool down the city. But it's not clear how much good that's doing yet. He's gathered a group of experts to help figure it out.
There's a clear data gap on what we know around neighborhood-level ambient air temperatures.
And as for cooling centers, the city doesn't keep track of how much they cost or how many people show up. Zarilli says the sparse attendance I observed is something the city needs to work on.
It's incumbent upon us to make sure that those folks who need cooling are able to access the networks that we've set up.
Back in Harlem, at Philly's building, the porter, 71-year-old Noel Cintron, has other methods to keep cool.
Try to stay in the shade, light clothes, no underwear.
He's from Puerto Rico, but he's seen 50 New York summers now. He's never been to a cooling center. Whenever it gets hot, he goes to the grocery store.
I buy two air conditioners. You know, two beer, cold beer. I call that beer air conditioner. Made me feel cool.
But that might dehydrate you, right?
No. I stay in the basement, listen to my radio, and feel good. You know what I mean?
But Noel lives in the basement. It's cool down there. His neighbors upstairs prefer traditional AC. For WNYC, I'm Julia Longoria.
The Harlem Heat Project is a collaboration with AdaptNY and ICChange.org. Funding for WNYC's resilience reporting is provided by the Rockefeller Foundation. More info at rockfound.org.